Now, we're not talking about how the character feels throughout the entire course of the story, this main character, this passionate character. They are going to either feel, well, gee, you know, they're not really sure what they ought to do, and they're really tempted, or they might be just absolutely full of resolve. That doesn't really necessarily predict what they're going to do at the end of the story, as we all know. No matter how strongly or weakly a character feels, how they come down at that moment of truth is unpredictable from the audience's perspective. But as an author, you should know how they're going to come down, because then you can put in all of the relationships you want in your theme and your plot, so that when they come down on the side you've predicted, the message you want is created, rather than just having it be arbitrary. So you look towards the end of the story. You look towards the moment of truth, that infamous leap of faith, and say, when they make of that leap of faith, do they stick with their story-long approach that they've had, or do they change and adopt the alternative that's been made available? The alternative is always going to be made available by the obstacle character. It'll be the obstacle character that says, no, do it this way, no, do it this way, and offers them an alternative approach that may or may not be the right one. So everything's balanced out at the leap of faith as far as the main character is concerned. They've faced obstacles, and they don't know if those obstacles are things that indicate they're on the wrong path or just things they have to hold out and overcome in order to succeed, because both of those occur in life and for our main character. But they have to make a choice. They have to flip a coin at the end and take their best shot, and they're never going to be sure. It's going to be a 50-50 gamble. And the obstacle character always provides the alternative, is always ready and willing and standing right there to provide this alternative approach. The obstacle character is not necessarily an enemy. The obstacle character could be a friend, really trying to get the main character, who is their friend, on the right track. And it could turn out that they're absolutely right. So the obstacle character can really be the person who's carrying the proper approach and constantly saying, no, change your path, change your path. And if the main character finally gives in to the obstacle character, they will really benefit because of it. So just because they're an obstacle, they could be an obstacle in the middle of a bad path to steer somebody into the correct path.
Who is the obstacle character to Scrooge?
The obstacle character is Scrooge.
Is it like all the ghosts all kind of grouped?
Yeah.
It's really Marley.
Marley's ghost is the head of the lot.
Right. The other ones act as representatives of Marley, but he is the one who's saying, if you continue along the path that you're going, you're going to end up like me.
Okay.
You're going to find a lot in obstacle characters as a real standard convention of the obstacle character. Usually it's the obstacle character saying it to the main character, says, we're just alike. We're just the same. There's no difference between us. If it wasn't for such and such, we'd be in the same. They're always identifying themselves as being sort of like two sides of the same coin. And that's usually how you can, I mean, that's a convention, a storytelling convention that people have used over the years. And that's the dead giveaway in that particular story. The other thing about, the one thing that Melly hadn't covered yet, in The Change and Steadfast, if you have a main character who changes, the obstacle character must remain steadfast. If you have a main character who is steadfast, the obstacle character must change. That is what gives the meaning and the value of either changing or remaining steadfast, because you have this mirror image there that shows what the alternative is. Marley's ghost is steadfast. He says, this is the way I am. If you continue along the path that I am on, that I took and am still on, you're going to end up just like me. And that's what forces Scrooge to change. It's a lot easier to see it in change stories than it is in steadfast stories. Because in steadfast stories, remember, the problem is around you. It isn't the main character themselves.